You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Ukraine's president has warned of a full-scale Russian invasion and says Kiev may have to impose martial law. Pyotr Poroshenko made the remarks amid reports of ongoing fighting between government forces and Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine that killed several Ukrainian soldiers in recent days. Stefan Boss reports.
Speaking in the Lviv region, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said the likelihood of an escalation of the conflict with Russia and Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine remains significant. He warned that if the situation in eastern Ukraine and the region of Crimea, which Russia annexed from Ukraine in 2014, continues to deteriorate, Kiev will, in his words, impose martial law and other mobilization. Poroshenko accused what he called the enemy of trying to undermine the Minsk peace process aimed at settling the conflict and of making absolutely irresponsible statements about possible withdrawing from the so-called Normandy format of talks. Earlier, the military said three Ukrainian soldiers were killed in fighting against the Russia-backed separatists. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE, has expressed concern about the situation. Alexander Hook is the first deputy chief monitor of the OSCE Special Monitoring Mission in Ukraine, or SMM.
Approximately 40% of all recorded ceasefire violations happened between 8 in the evening and 8 in the morning. The percentage of artillery explosions recorded by the SMM during night hours was even higher. 83%. Dear friends, violence does not materialize out of thin air. It requires weapons. And believe me, weapons are everywhere along the contact line, despite the sides telling us they have withdrawn them.
Ukraine's military says separatists have fired more than 500 mortar shells and over 300 artillery shells in the last 24 hours in what a spokesman called a similar level of intensity of fire to what the country experienced a year ago. The United Nations says more than 9,500 people have been killed in the conflict since it began in early 2014. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.